Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. Over the past couple of weeks, I've heard one hymn stanza quoted over and over again as I have wandered about and through the various halls of this campus. And it goes like this. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, praise him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Now you may wonder exactly what this has to do with the text for this morning's meditation, which was just read. Precisely this. When you talk about the grace of God, you're talking about the monergism of God. The point of our text this morning is that the accomplishment and application of salvation is totally the work of God. The sower simply sows the seed. The seed takes root and it grows. Our text really breaks down into two simple points. Simply sow and watch it grow. Simply sow. So what? What are we to sow? Well, in the context of the passage which was just read, Mark 4:14, Christ says, the sower sows the word. In context, the word is the gospel, the good news of salvation in him, that salvation in Christ which was directly and clearly foretold by all the Old Testament prophets, as we read in Acts 3:18. The gospel, the good news of salvation in Christ, the truth that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, and therefore our Savior. Fruitful sowing requires a pure gospel. A farmer, whether in Iowa, Nebraska, or Indiana, would never willingly sow weeds along with his corn or wheat. But people with the gospel, but people do it all the time with the gospel. From the time of Zwingli onward, people have tampered with the clear biblical teaching regarding the sacraments of the church, turning them into mere human ordinances, mere human actions which we accomplish out of obedience, rather than the a means through which God bestows his forgiveness in Christ. Turning the Lord's Supper into nothing more than an act of reverence and worship in which we remember Christ instead of recognizing it for what it is, the giving of his very body and blood with the bread and the wine. Since the time that Zwingli disagreed with Luther, the weeds of work righteousness have crept in along with the pure seed of the gospel. We must make our method gel with our message. To sow the word is to preach Christ, pure and simple. And even the law must take a back seat to that. To be sure, the commandment is God's word, as we know from Romans 7. But it cannot produce fruit for God. The law is good, but we are not. And because of that, the law cannot produce fruit to God. It is given to keep us clear of Calvin's tulip patch. Hear the law thunder, and you will be ready to learn of the peace of Christ. Ready for the gospel, the good news of God's universal absolution, the absolution of all men, of all time, in all places, because of his sacrifice, death, and resurrection, which gospel is brought to us by preaching, by absolution, by baptism, and the Lord's Supper. Keep it pure, and it will bear fruit. for the gospel is sent forth to bear fruit. And just as surely as the soil in the field is passive, the seed is simply put into it, the seed takes root, and the seed grows, so it is with the gospel and the human heart. The human heart simply benefits from the gospel being sown in it. And when the gospel bears fruit, when the gospel turns us from darkness to light, from our sin to Christ, then we have the faith by which we appropriate the Christ who is proclaimed to us in word and sacrament. The gospel of Christ not only proclaims him, but enables us to appropriate him. Just as assuredly as without seed the field cannot produce, so without the gospel we cannot believe. We must ever keep in mind that the building and extending of the church is God's doing, and we simply function as sowers. God grant that we will be enabled to keep our methods in line with our message. A heavy heart doesn't need more principles, but needs to know of God's forgiveness through Christ. It needs to be told of Christ, that very consolation and comfort which the prophet Isaiah predicted in the 40th chapter of his prophecy, the comfort of total absolution from all sins through the work that the suffering servant accomplished. Beware of turning the work of God into something we perform for him rather than that which he has already done. In message and method, God grant that Christ always be first and foremost. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.